What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll explore the Indianapolis roots of one of the greatest legends in blues music, the pianist and vocalist champion Jack Dupree was born in New Orleans in 1910, but he launched his career here in Naptown. From 1939 to 1943, Dupree lived and worked in Indianapolis, performing extensively in the Avenue neighborhood. Dupree made his first recordings while living in Naptown, and we'll listen to those sessions later in the show. But first, let's hear a 1962 recording from Dupree that looks back on his years in Indianapolis. This is Dupree's version of Blake Street Blues, a song originally recorded in 1937 by the Naptown blues musician Bill Gaither. Today, Blake Street connects Indiana Avenue to Lockfield Gardens, but much of Blake Street was destroyed during the expansion of IUPUI in the late 20th century.
Well, I went down on Blake Street to get myself a bottle of beer. Getting myself a bottle of beer. I wouldn't intend to stay long, ooh, Lord, Lord, but the federal man caught me here.
That was champion Jack Dupree with Blake Street Blues. On this week's show, we're looking back at Dupree's work on the Avenue. Jack Dupree came to Naptown during the 1930s. He was looking for an escape from the hard life he lived in the South. Dupree was orphaned at a young age, and he shared his memories of growing up in New Orleans during a 1964 interview with the Swedish Broadcasting Corporation.
You mentioned something about being an orphan boy. Can you tell us a little about your childhood?
Yeah, my mother and father got burned up when I was 1 year old. My mother used to run a little grocery store, and the white people got jealous, and they set our place afire one night when they were sleeping. Place burned down from the bottom, and they was living upstairs, and they fell in the fire and burned up. And there's an old fireman who saved my life during that time, and it was pitiful. I saw him about 10 years ago, the old man. Yeah. Every time I see him, he say, "You know, your life belongs to me." So
yes,
it was pitiful, you know, because my father was from the Congo.
Yeah.
And my mother was American, so... That's why my name is Dupree. So See, and so I'm all mixed up. I'm half French and half Creole American.
This must have been a terrible accident. But you were escaped. Well, you escaped from it one way or the other.
Yeah, well, I don't know anything about it because I never saw my mother and father to know them. I wasn't big enough to see them. You know, to know them, I saw them, but I didn't know them.
So you came to an orphan's home.
They put me in there at 1 year old. I had sisters and brothers, but they didn't want to be bothered with me, and they put me in there. So my sisters and brothers today, same as they ain't got none.
You are the youngest
member of the family? I was the youngest of the family, yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to be bothered with me, so that's what they did.
This was deep down in New Orleans.
This was right down in New Orleans, 1910 and 12 and all that.
And what happened then?
I grew up in the orphan home, you see, until I was 13. And I was given adopted by a milk dairy man, you know, a man who had a milk dairy. And I stayed with him from when I was 13 till I was 14, and he died. And so that left me all alone, and I didn't want to go back to the place where I came from, so I had to start on my own.
This is when you started meeting Driving Down.
No, I met Driving Down, and then I stayed with Driving Down about 2 or 3 years, off and on, in and out of New Orleans. Then I met Leroy Carr, and I met Big Bill Brunson, and all the Roosevelt Sykes, all the old-timers, Lonnie Johnson. But all of them tried to help me because, I don't know, it seemed like they all felt sorry for me.
You were more or less brought up with the blues,
I was brought up in the middle of the blues with guitars and that's why I play all my music sound like piano, like guitar music, because that's the only way I know how to play a piano, on guitar styles.
Yes.
And I play all in sharps.
The rich nightlife of Indiana Avenue provided Jack Dupree many opportunities to work, but C. Ferguson's Cotton Club, located at the intersection of Vermont and Senate, became his home base. And it was during his residency at the Cotton Club that Dupree had his first chance to record. The opportunity came about with the help of Kid Edwards, the owner of the Indiana Avenue Record Shop. Edwards used his music industry connections to secure a contract for Dupree with OK Records. And in June of 1940, Dupree traveled to Chicago to cut his first sessions for the label. We'll hear three of those songs now: Warehouse Man Blues, Chain Gang Blues, and Black Woman Swing. All three of these tracks feature the Indianapolis musician Wilson Swain on bass.
My grandma left this morning with a basket in her hand. She's going down to the warehouse to see the warehouse man. She got down to the warehouse, and white folks say it ain't no use, for the governor ain't giving away nothing but that canned grapefruit juice. Says, hello. Lord, I'm dirty shame. Here's a low down dirty shame. The way the project done. When I go to my cell at night, lie down on my bed. When I go to my cell at night, lie down on my bed. Thinking of that chain gang, it almost killed me dead. I done cried all night until all my eyes are sore. I'm got a black woman, black is alone for cool. I'm got a black woman, black is alone for cool. But that black woman, she's good for my soul.
We just heard three songs from the blues legend, champion Jack Dupree. On this week's show, we're looking back on Dupree's work on Indiana Avenue. Let's hear four more tracks from Dupree's 1940 session with OK Records. We'll start with Cabbage Greens, followed by Angola Blues. After that, we'll hear Gambling Man Blues featuring Naptown's Bill Gaither on guitar. And finally, we'll hear Dupree's version of the Leroy Carr song, Low Down Dog.
I love my greens like a horse like grass. I love my greens cause it's in my class. Them greens, yeah, yes, them greens. Oh, them greens, they call them cabbage greens. Play for me now, Heaven. You know I love them greens. That's why I'm going back to New Orleans. Get them cabbage. Right down Ramport Street. If you go to Angola, they're lively and I'll see you no more. They tell me Angola ain't nothing but a cotton ball. Now they tell me Angola ain't nothing but a cotton ball. It's close to San Gabriel, you know I'd rather be at home. My wife gave me a dollar, told me to go and do the best you can. My wife gave me a dollar, told me to go do the best you can. If you don't make me no money, don't come home with no change. Every morning, morning, I wake up in my bed. Every morning, morning, I wake up in my bed. My woman's all loaded, talking out ahead.
Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from champion Jack Dupree after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. The blues legend, champion Jack Dupree, was born in New Orleans in 1910, but he launched his career here in Naptown. From 1939 to 1943, Dupree lived and worked in Indianapolis, performing extensively at Avenue venues like the Cotton Club. We've been listening to the records Dupree cut during his years living in Indianapolis. And up next, we'll hear three tracks Dupree cut for OK Records in January of 1941. That's All Right, Weed Head Woman, and Junker Blues.
You know you didn't want me, you drove me from your dome. You had the nerve to
tell me you didn't want me no more, that's all right. Baby, that's all right. That's all right. Got a witty head woman, stayed low that night and day. I got a witty head woman, stayed low that night and day. Well, a woman like that always won't have her way. I'll give her my money to go out and throw away. They call me a junko, cause I'm low dead all the time. I don't use no reefer, I be knocked out with that engine wine. 6 months ain't no say no. And 1 year ain't no time. They got boys in penitentiary doing from 9 to 99.
We just heard Three Jacks, Champion Jack Dupree cut for OK Records in January of 1941. Dupree recorded another session for OK in November of 1941, and this time he was joined by the electric guitarist Jesse Ellery. We'll hear two of those songs now, Big Time Mama and Shady Lane Blues, originally recorded by Leroy Carr in 1934.
She's a big time mama, she's a big time mama with me shaking on the phone. Play it for me now, Jeff. Now when I kiss her, I get such a thrill. When I hug, I fall out with chills. She's a big town mama. Well, I'm got a woman, she lives out in Shady Land. Well, I love that woman, but I'm afraid to call her name. It's gonna be one of these mornings, baby, and it won't be long. It's gonna be one of these mornings, baby, and it won't be long.
One of the most interesting songs Dupree wrote during his time in Naptown was Jackie P. Blues. The song was written for the Indiana Avenue businessman Percy Saunders, better known as Jackie P. Jackie P. operated a variety of businesses on the avenue, including a clothing store and nightclubs like the Golden West and Club Ebony. Let's listen to Jackie P. Blues, recorded on November 27th of 1941. World War II brought an end to Champion Jack Dupree's time in Indianapolis. Dupree served in the U.S. Navy during the war. Dupree continued performing in Naptown after the war, appearing at Avenue clubs like the Sunset Terrace. And he continued performing the songs he learned here in Naptown, especially the songs of Leroy Carr. During a 1964 interview with the Swedish Broadcasting Corporation, Dupree discussed the influence of Leroy Carr on his music.
You know, it's good to feel like a millionaire when you ain't got nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say that this was a song with quite a positive feeling.
Yeah.
I ain't got a penny in my pocket to spare, but I still feel like a millionaire. You mentioned meeting Leroy Carr. You also met Scrapper Blackwell, I guess.
I played with him. I recorded with him. Right after Leroy Carr died in 1939 when I went to Indianapolis. And then he liked my style of playing, and I played with him, and it come compare with Leroy Carr.
Do you think that some of your musical style is influenced by Leroy Carr?
Yeah, the voice.
Yeah, the voice. But
I play better piano than Leroy Carr.
Yeah.
The voice.
He wrote some beautiful numbers, didn't he?
Yeah, I got a number I play just like him that I have recalled called Bellhouse Woman. You ever heard that?
I never heard that.
Yeah, I got one that's Bellhouse Woman, and it's one of his numbers, you know. You'd like to hear that one?
Please.
Tina, na 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 na
We have time for one more track from champion Jack Dupree. Let's listen to his 1945 version of Leroy Carr's How Long Blues.
Baby, how long? Baby, how long? Since that evening train been gone. Baby, how long? Baby, how long? Baby, how long? You gonna be sorry? You done me wrong. It'll be too late, babe, and I will be gone. Baby, so long, so long. Yes, mama, so long.
Thanks for joining us for this look back at champion Jack Dupree's work on Indiana Avenue. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week. Same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.